Well, good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this Tuesday, the 15th day of November, and with a look at what's been happening in the commodity markets. Just a quick reminder that a week from today, we'll be in Normal, Illinois for the whole of the day. The Farm Assets Conference is coming up, and if you have not scheduled yourself, registered for that event just yet, do visit our website at willag.org, willag.org. Make sure you get registered today. We really need to know how many people will be there because lunch is included. I know you've been busy in the field, really kind of waiting to put anhydrous ammonia on, the right thing to do. Thank you all so much for those who are farmers out there and have done the good thing this year because the weather's been really quite warm. But now is time maybe to take a little bit of time and get yourself registered for that event. You can call 800-898-1065 or just go to willag.org, farmassetsconference.com. I'll give you the phone number one more time, 800-898-1065. The cost is $30. If you're a farmer, this is an important one. Lots of things happening for the day, including now that we have President-elect Trump in place, and he said that he will be involved in the farm bill discussions. An opportunity at this event for you to have your voice heard. Literally, in fact, we'll be taking your comments from the audience as well as collecting some information from you about how you feel about farm policies. ARC and PLC, do they work? Crop insurance, all those sorts of things. Should be a great kickoff to the event. We'll also do some digital things as well. Data management as it relates to nitrogen. Can you vary nitrogen enough across the field to make it pay economically? The U of I folks, the Bullock brothers, have been doing some work on that. I've not seen the answer to that question yet, but we'll know soon enough, and so will you at the Farm Assets Conference next week. Just $30. 800-898-1065 or online at willag.org. And frankly, we're running behind on registrations. I think you kind of waited that out, seeing whether you're going to get done with your anhydrous ammonia applications. Don't make me sweat it too much longer and get yourself registered today. Kurt Kimmel is here now. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, to take a look at the marketplace. Good morning to Kurt. Thanks for being with us.
Well, you're welcome, Ty. We got a little green on the screen.
And tell me about some of the numbers. Start with what the current trade is for corn, soybeans, and maybe the livestock, too.
We have December corn up front, up 2 1/4, 339 1/2. March corn up 2 cents a bushel, 347 1/4. January beans up 2 cents, 986 1/2. Marches are up 1 1/2, 994. December wheat's up 3 cents, 397. December oats are up 2 1/4 at 230. Livestock markets are mixed. December cattle's down 42, 105.12. November feeders up 12, 126.15, and the December hogs up 25, 47.15, Todd.
All right. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about what's been happening in the marketplace. There's some disparity in the basis. We have an awfully big crop out west. We have a lot of wheat. We have a lot of livestock. We have ethanol being consumed and created at record amounts. What does it all mean in the bigger picture?
A lot of moving parts. You're correct. The function of the market is to maneuver grain across the Midwest, a weaker basis in the West. So over time and through here, we'll see that grain move around. Near term and through here, we continue to monitor the export market. We've had huge bean sales and some fairly good corn sales. So the key is watch these shipments to make sure we move this grain out of the country as we move down the road. As we move more into this winter, the focus will shift to the southern hemisphere on production and also sales. So a lot of things to watch here as we move down the road. Near term here today, turnaround Tuesday, I like that term. I've heard that term echoed at farm shows and even county fairs. So hopefully Wayne will be able to follow through with that here this afternoon. As we move into midday, we'll have the NOPA crush report looking for about 160 million bushels being crushed, which will be a huge number, Todd.
What do you see on the tech side of the chart or on corn or soybeans? Which one has the most interest for you today?
Well, both. We're a little bit oversold. We went for overbought, a little bit oversold. We're due for a little cycle low in through here. Key retracement levels. If you're a Fibonacci retracement fan, March corn here at this 342 area, key area to kind of stay above. January soybeans, 975, is a key chart point to watch. Barring no disasters in through here, if that level can hold, we'll be in a position to have a little bit of recovery here as we move through the week. Overall, sometimes you hear the old adage, if the bears get Thanksgiving, the bulls should have Christmas.
All right. So do we think that we can have a rally between now and Thanksgiving? I suppose we're thinking about the bear at the moment, but can we rally through Christmas? And when we do, what should producers set their sights on? Is it 365, 370? What's a good cash or futures price to think about maybe having to move some grain if they need to?
That's a good question. I feel we could have a recovery here. I can't say rally, because whenever I say rally, producers or guys that need to sell get their hopes a little too high. We still have the upside head and shoulders objectives intact. December futures up towards that 370 area. March futures just above 380 would be goals to shoot for as we move into middle to late December. Our fear is, though, that there's going to need to be some cash grain move after the first of the year. Kind of seeing guys visit with their bankers, they're wanting them to move some grain here, generate some cash flow before they put out a new loan. So that'd be interesting to see if that trend continues. So definitely have some upside targets to shoot for over the next 30 to 35 days to get out from some under some additional cash storage situations.
Your cautionary tale there is move it before everybody else does, and I think. Is that right?
Timing's everything.
Yeah.
I've never seen a person wrong in the market. I've seen their timing be off a little bit.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Kurt. Thanks for all you do, and we'll be looking forward to having your cohort, Pete Manhart, over at the Farm Assets Conference in one of our booths next week.
Very good. Good luck. Take care.
That, is, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, along with Pete Manhart, who normally joins us on a Tuesday morning. Pete's out of the office today. But next Tuesday, he will be with us, and that's at the Farm Assets Conference in Normal, Illinois, at the Marriott. We kick off fairly early in the morning, and you can be there, too. Just get yourself all set up by registering today at willag.org or calling this number, 800-898-1065. Hey, thanks, Brian, for having me in today.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Great to have you with us this morning for the opening market report here on WIOL AM 580.